36 matches played, 16 draws, 20 victories, 89 goals, 120 yellow cards, 4 red cards, 11 penalties, 9 scored and 2 missed, 3 own goals, and an average of 2.7 goals per game. Those are some of the record-breaking and history-making statistics of the Africa Cup of Nations 2023 played in 2024. Bonjour and welcome to Day 15 of the Africa Cup of Nations, live in Ivory Coast, or you could call it Cote d'Ivoire. I'm yours sincerely, the Mighty George, here to bring you the facts, the figures, the previews as we kick off the round of 16. Right, there are a lot more facts that we could give you before we get into the games that we are witnessing today. So, in Group A, 16 goals were scored. That's the group involving the Super Eagles of Nigeria and the Elephants, the two teams that were tipped to finish on top of the table. Of course, you all know who finished top, the Zalia National, with bragging rights. They contributed to 9 of those 16 goals. The fear of Equatorial Guinea is the beginning of wisdom. In Group B, there were 22 goals scored, and the bulk of those goals came from another outsider, so to say. Egypt scored the second most goals, 6, and Ghana, and not forgetting Mozambique. Group C had 17 goals. The defending champions, the Teranga Lions of Senegal, getting the better of those goals, 8 of them, followed by Cameroon, Guinea, and eliminated the Gambia. What about Group D, which had Algeria, Angola, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania? Of course, the group was topped by Angola. They got the better of the goals. 15 goals were scored in that group. The least scoring group was Group E with 9 goals, and that's the group that had Tunisia, Namibia, Mali, and South Africa. The South Africa getting a whooping 4 in one game, and they turned out to be the highest scorers of that group. Mali coming second. And finally, Group F saw 10 goals. Morocco getting 5 of those goals in a group that also saw DR Congo that finished second, and of course Zambia. DR Congo finished second in that group, with Zambia and Tanzania eliminated. What a rush indeed. The only team with maximum points was the Teranga Lions of Senegal with 9 over 9, or you could call it a 3 over 3. Teams in a knockout but without a win. Check this out. 3 draws. Egypt and DR Congo. I keep calling it magical, no doubt. And with first knockout qualification, where the tiny nations of Mauritania and Namibia. Some more stats for you. Games with no card at all, none, red or yellow, was a game involving Tunisia versus Namibia, and also South Africa versus Tunisia. Tunisia, in those two, it looks like they definitely came to play fair. So we give the Fair Play Award to Tunisia now that they are back home in Tunis. And the only hat trick of the first round had to be coming from the 34-year-old third division player, Emilio Nsue, who plays as a right back for his club, but a striker for his country, Equatorial Guinea. And players that have scored a brace, Lamine Kamara of Senegal, Bagdad Bounedjadj of Algeria, now out, Dala Gelson of Angola, Jordan Ayew back in Kumasi, or is it England? And of course, Emilia Nsue of Equatorial Guinea. What a rush indeed. Alright, let's push the starts aside and go into the main course. With a group stage over, it's time for the judgment round. The last 16 gets underway between Angola and Namibia, and it will be only the second meeting between them. The first was a 3-0 draw in the 1998 group stage. It will be Angola's third ever match in a knockout stage of the AFCON. For Namibia, they are featuring in a knockout round for the first time time. These two teams are ready to get the knockout stage of the AFCON started today at the Stade Bouaké. Either way, both sides were thrilled to have even made it this far. The game comes up at 5 p.m. Ivorian time. And next, Nigeria versus Cameroon, undoubtedly the biggest fixture in the last 16, a marquee tie at the Félix Houphouët-Boigny Stadium in Abidjan. It is a fixture that has been the AFCON final three times previously, in 1984, 1988, and 2000. And as a Nigerian, I'm sad to say Cameroon won all three of those finals. They're set to face the AFCON for the first time since doing so at this stage in 2019, with the Super Eagles winning 3-2 with goals from Ojoni Hallo. He scored a brace in that one, and Alex Iwobi. Cameroon won two of their first three matches against Nigeria at the AFCON, but have since lost their last four and drawn one. Indeed, the Indomitable Lions have only lost more AFCON matches against Egypt, which is four, than they have against Nigeria, which are three. For the 15th consecutive AFCON tournament, Nigeria have reached the knockout stages. Only Egypt, with 44 knockout stage appearances, have played more AFCON knockout matches than Nigeria in the history of the AFCON. But it is Nigeria who have more knockout stage wins than any other nation in the history of the tournaments. Excluding two goals, each of Cameroon's last 21 goals at the AFCON have been scored by players who were playing their club football in either Saudi Arabia or France. Across all teams in all AFCON 2023 group stage, no nation has considered a lower expected goals total to opponents than Nigeria. In what will be the eighth meeting between the runners-up of Group A and B, who qualifies for the next round? What a fixture that will be. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Okay, so two matches slated for today, and we rush to the camp of the Super Eagles as usual. Of course, they had their final tune-up session ahead of the game today, and it was at their usual training ground, the École de la Police in Cocody. Before then was the pre-match press conference involving the two sides, Nigeria and Cameroon. For the fact that our listeners are predominantly English, I'll definitely be playing you what the Nigerian side said, because Rigobert Song did speak only French. But before I play those inserts, Rigobert Song did talk about goalkeeping and said he is definitely okay with all his goalkeepers, Ondua, Onana, and that knowing that Cameroon have a history of great goalkeepers like the likes of Antoine Bell, who, by the way, we hear is in Cote d'Ivoire. He also spoke about the respect for Victor Osimhen, Africa's best player, but says that respect doesn't mean that he will be feared. He also touched on brushing whatever issues that they had in the group stage, since they've eventually qualified for the knockout stage, is a different ball game. And putting into consideration that they have a history with Nigeria, he hopes that this young generation of players for Cameroon will be able to follow in the tradition of the old boys, who have scraped off three final wins from the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Now, of course, let's hear from Coach Jose Pizarro. Among many things he did talk about, of course, one of them, that today is a must win and that the strategies will be gotten right. He was asked a question about fielding one player who has been instrumental for the Super Eagles over the past years, and that is none other than Kelechi Iheanacho, who is yet to taste action. Well, let's hear Jose Pizarro's reason for keeping Kelechi out of action throughout the group stage.
Everybody, you try to confuse them, right? If I didn't, in some senior problem, me and Kelechi, Kelechi didn't come, stayed home, stayed back. But you know, Lester, you know, Kelechi, injury, you know that? You know, we will cover all our country, you know that? You know, we arrive in the night 4:30, you know that? You know, you start to work with us, collective work, one day after. Understand? One player comes on the cover, and then the coach, and the team, and the medical staff need to manage, foresee if it's fit or not, is it right or not, it's clear, it is easy to answer. Okay.
Okay, I hope we could get what he said. Well, to add to that, he ended that remark by saying, since you all love Kelechi Iheanacho, he will play today and he will score. It met a round of applause in the press conference, but, you know, you can imagine how the journalists were excited that the man who is the second highest goal scorer to our top goal scorer, Victor Osimhen, will eventually get to play. All the players, we can tell you, were in training at the Ecole de la Police, and we can say so for the Cameroonian Indomitable Lions. Vincent Aboubakar was seen with the side, and he is definitely a key figure because, first, he was top goal scorer at the last AFCON where he scored 8 goals. He's been a prominent figure because he scored the goal that beat Brazil at the World Cup, and that's why everyone's been talking about the man. All right, let's see how that goes. Now time to hear from Moses Simon in what was a spectacular twist. And big shout out to Aliu Goloko, the CAF media officer on the day. He permitted a question in Pidgin English, which the two countries understand, and Moses Simon did justice to it. The question was, Unano de score golu. How far now? Unano will start to the score so that Unago fit beat this Cameroon. So let's hear Moses Simon.
The first one, don't be saying we don't play well now. We play very well. Now just go, no go. The second one, as we see, we don't try first one, we don't miss chances. So this second one, make we just try, even at one, make we just put that in. Then we will see low. The third one, we miss chances. Even me as idea, I miss chances. So, and I don't want anybody to point finger on any players. Because I know, see, yes, we get the best striker in the world, which is Victor Osimhen. A lot of people will just put pressure on him. Not be only in the play the ball, now all of us. We all of us will team. If we lose, now all of us. If we win, all of us. If we miss chance, I miss chance, now all of us. So the game against Cameroon, if I say we were focusing, with yes, with the focus, not to win. Even though I have goal, he must enter. You understand? He must enter. We're not there for say one score 10, one score 7. We just want to win. And by God's grace, we go score.
Okay, even if not half goal, he go enter. And let somebody shout hallelujah. All right, so let's start getting the previews now. First off is our very own NFF board member from Akwa Ibom State, Right Honorable Nse Essien, a.k.a. Indomitable. Let's hear what he thinks about this game today.
Yeah, it's a game of titans. We're not afraid of any team. And we know, like I said, we know what is expected of us on Saturday. And our players are ready. We're not afraid of Cameroon. We've beaten them before. They're afraid of us also. They didn't do as much as we did to be at this level. And so it's a knockout stage. Everybody knows that all hands must be on deck. And so if you miss chances, you're gone. So in this kind of situation, it's a knockout stage. So you must seize the opportunities and bury chances when they come. Our boys are not ignorant though.
All right, let's also hear from a cross-section of journalists, 2 Nigerians and 2 Cameroonians. We hear from Calbert Yangpang and Dillian Wele, who are Cameroonian journalists, and what they think about this epic round of 16 clash.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Calbert Yangpang from Cameroon, from Diaspora News Cameroon. I think it would be a very difficult encounter because in the past years, in 1984, 1988, 2000, the Cameroon won in the final against Nigeria. But 2004, 2019, Nigeria won against Cameroon. Then you can say in the past years, Nigeria is the team dominating in that Cameroon. In this competition, Nigeria done better than Cameroon in the competition, but we are now in the KO round. It will be very difficult. As team, as individualities, I think Nigeria had a better team as Cameroon, but we all know that a match, an encounter between Cameroon and Nigeria is always a very, very difficult encounter. The mental will play a very big role. Not just the tactic and the technique, the mental will play a very big role. I think at the end, I'm Cameroonian. I believe and I hope Cameroon can qualify.
Final score?
2-1 for Cameroon.
My name is Dillian Wellen. I'm a Cameroonian journalist.
All right, Dillian, very quickly in 60 seconds, tell us what you think about tomorrow's game, Nigeria versus Cameroon.
Nigeria versus Cameroon, very unpredictable game for me. Both sides have their strengths, both sides have their weaknesses. But I think I want Cameroon to win. They have what we call the fighting spirit, the Hemle, and that is what always pulls us through. And I hope that they will do that tomorrow to conquer Nigeria.
And Nigeria doesn't have fighting spirit?
It's our peculiarity. We have that fighting spirit. That's what always pulls us through. And we hope that tomorrow we are going to win the game and progress.
Nigeria did better than Cameroon in the first round. You don't think that that's going to come to play in this knockout stage?
You can have difficult beginnings, but the end is what matters. We have had teams like Egypt that have always started their competition at times very poorly, but at the end you see they win competitions. And Cameroon is not a no-name on the continent. They have 5 group titles, and they are always good at pulling surprises. When they have their backs on the wall, they come strong. They always come up when they're in difficulty. When everybody thinks it's over, they tell you it's not over. We can still do something.
All right. So your final scoreline prediction?
Scoreline prediction. I think a victory is a victory, whether it's 1-0, 2-0, 3-0.
Okay, Uno won't fight for in country. Let's also hear from Houston-based Nigerian journalist Sam Mbonu and also award-winning photojournalists Victor Modo. Both of Nigeria, of course.
Quite a difficult one, Nigeria against the indomitable lions of Cameroon. But then the Eagles has what it takes to overcome the Cameroonians. You know, both teams have not been fantastic in this tournament. They've been huffing and puffing. When you look at their record, you know, Nigeria won their last game. Cameroon won their final game against Gambia, which took them to this knockout stage. But the fact is that this is a game of two coaches who are willing to take risks. We don't think take the risk, you know, of doing something different against Cameroon. Will Ruben Besson also take the risk of doing something a little bit different from what, you know, he normally do? But the fact is that this is a game that will show how brilliant these two coaches are. It's a game that will show, you know, the players who are more hungry, you know, to go for the juggler. Will Victor Osimhen start kicking tomorrow? Will they play Vincent Abubakar? Will Onana be on the post? You know, so all these will be called into question. But during the pre-match conference, we're going to find out from the coach and from the player that will be present for the Eagles on what the match plans are. But as a Nigerian, I will want the Eagles to fly past the Lions. But the players, will they want the same for themselves on the field of play? 90 minutes will tell us. It's a game of 11 against 11, pros against pros. We're going to find out after 90 minutes. I'm going for penalty to decide about that game. Let's say 5-4-3. It goes to win.
Nigeria Cameroon, I think it will be a scrappy game. Forget it. I expect a 1-0 win. Best scrappy game. Because the new formation our coach is playing is score one goal and hold what you have. That's like we'll win by 1-0 to nil. Except the Simen has an amazing day and just cause a hat. Except that if it's 1-0 to nil.
You know, go easy, oh. They say when two elephants fight, the grass suffers. This time it's the eagle and the lion. So you can imagine the elephant would just be looking on as the grass suffers. Is the Felix Ofe-Bonny Stadium the last stadium that the Super Eagles tamed Guinea-Bissau? And by virtue of them finishing in second place, they got to retain Abidjan. Fingers crossed for the big game. It comes up at 9 p.m. Nigerian time, 8 p.m. Ivorian time. As a Nigerian, I know you're putting your money on the Super Eagles. Or are you not? Hit me up on X and other social media handles and let's talk about this game. What a rush. All right, in other news before I go, Javi Renard will not become Cote d'Ivoire's interim coach for the rest of the AFCON. This is because the French Football Federation, FFF, did not agree to the loan proposal. All right, so that means the assistant coach takes over as they get set to face Senegal on Monday. Elsewhere, Zinedine Zidane has declined the offer to be Algeria's new head coach, according to L'Equipe. Don't forget that the Algerian coach also has quit his role as coach after a very long and, you could say, successful spell. He won the AFCON with them in 2019. Zidane is originally from Algeria, for those who do not know, has his roots there, and he says he is not coaching the team. That's according to L'Equipe. So, who are the other candidates on the shortlist for the Algerian job? There's Javi Renard again. He comes in anytime there's an opening in an African side. Majid Bouguerra, Julian Leptogi, Jorge Sampaoli, Vahid Halilhodžić, and Carlos Kurec. These are all proven coaches, of course, the world over. Let's see who becomes Algeria's new coach. We could also tell you that the EFA, the Egyptian Football Association, have announced that they slaughtered a calf and gave away the meat to the poor as a sacrifice to help the team avoid more injuries and draws at this AFCON.
Not be juju be that.
Hey, all right. Egypt taking us back to the ancient biblical days. Egypt also did this tradition in 2008, and they went on to win the AFCON trophy. Don't forget they won it again in 2010. We can tell you the Pharaohs have landed in San Pedro for their opening game against DR Congo. We certainly will be back to talk more about the other games and what the teams are doing. But for now, let's hold up and go prepare for the big games today. Once again, Angola taking on Namibia in Bouake and Nigeria versus Cameroon in Abidjan. I'll catch you guys later. I'm the Mighty George, and it's been a pleasure bringing you AFCON Rush on Comfort 95.1 FM.
Comfort 95.1 FM.